The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 to 32. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to Jesus, but the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them, and after a few days, the youngest son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. He longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat, but here am I dying from hunger? I shall get up and go to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.'" So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, the father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son." But his father ordered his servants, "Quickly, bring out the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fatted calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of his servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, "Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fatted calf, because he has him back safe and sound." He became angry and refused to enter the house. His father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, "Look, all those years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. You never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughtered the fatted calf." The father said to him, "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. And now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found." This is the word of the Lord. Now, the theme that's been running through my head is the old nursery rhyme, still politically correct, I hope. "Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, well, God bless you." This came to mind as I was baking biscuits last night. The youth in our parish, as in parishes practically all over the world, I imagine, the youth are practicing the carols and are preparing to go off this weekend and next weekend to the various old people's homes and rest homes around our area. And they've lent on us oldies, who still know how to make biscuits, to fill up the biscuit tins for them to share with the old people. The ingredients of biscuits are fairly simple and basic. It's just the mix that makes them different. And the ingredients of each person, each of the three people in this story, are quite different. The older sons didn't come to much at all. The father's love and generosity and forgiveness was overflowing everywhere, and the son had turned his life around. His motives perhaps weren't all that flash. He was starving and there was no future for him. The older son was blinded, perhaps by his self-righteous, law-abiding, sticking to what he understood as being the right thing. And the father kept on seeking, searching out with love and forgiveness and compassion. And these are the main themes. Conversion, repentance, and forgiveness shown in the life of Jesus Christ as we have it in the scriptures. They occur again in the lives and efforts of the apostles and in the early church. This is the authentic Christian message. Now these days the great focus is on the pretty lights, the crib and the gifts and shining paper, the attention drawn to children, to all of these things. But Christmas is not only for children who are good and who still believe in Santa Claus. Christmas is a reminder to all of us to get the mixture right in our own lives, because we are all a mix of all those parts. We too are seeking. We love and care and tend for those around us, but we are blind to so many other things. We too are called, we hit rock bottom from time to time, and we are called to conversion. But we need to just stop and consider at Christmas, what biscuit mixture are you cooking up or receiving during this year of mercy? Don't forget to put the oven on when you're baking them. The great love of God follows us all through the biscuit making and our lives.